Story 2. Getting China Bowl Skateboard Park.
We were big skateboarders back in the day because the 70s, that's when skateboarding started, right? We wanted a skateboard park because Toronto had an indoor one. They had the only one in Canada, and we wanted one here. And we didn't think it was right that we didn't have one. And we would go on the back of the buses and, you know, go in the pools and just do whatever when we had our spare time. And then Carol mentioned that, you know, you could petition the parks board, right? And ask them that you want one, but you have to tell them why you want one and all that. And so she helped us put a letter together, and then we went on the parks board one day and we presented. She got me to do it, and I was just so shy. So I think I just read it really quickly, looking down. That's all I remember. When it was over, I just kind of felt so stupid, right? Because I was so young, right? You know, public speaking for the first time. But if it wasn't for her, I probably would never have done it. But, and we got China Bowl. It's still there. So, yeah. Yeah, a lot of work to get China Bowl. But one of the guys that used to hang out, well, him and his brother, Randy and Robin Weir, I think it's Weir or Ware. Their dad used to make us half pipes and quarter pipes and stuff, right? So, you know, we had stuff that went on, but, we wanted a skateboard park, right? So, yeah, we got it and still there. And, yeah, apparently they fought for it recently because they were going to tear it down or something. They fought to save it, the local boarders. So that was kind of cool to find that out, too. So.